Lesson 46.
Exercise 2. Listen to part 1 of the interview about communication in different cultures. Compare what the expert says with your answers from exercise 1.
Good morning and welcome to Culture Matters. Today we're looking at different styles of communication in different cultures. We have Dr. Jan Groot from Utrecht University in Holland in the studio.
Good morning.
Can you tell us what the main differences are in the way people around the world communicate?
Well, one of the main differences is between cultures that express their emotions, which are called affective cultures, and others, which generally try not to show their feelings, or neutral cultures.
Mm.
People from affective cultures generally show how they feel quite openly, when they are happy or when they are angry. Neutral cultures avoid showing emotion, especially in more formal situations, such as at school or university or at work. People from neutral cultures are more reserved.
Which cultures, then, are affective or open, and which are neutral or more reserved?
People from Latin cultures tend to show feelings more. For example, the Italians. When asked if they would show that they were angry in more formal situations, 71% of Italians said they would show this openly.
And what about neutral cultures?
Other cultures, Oriental and Northern European cultures, do not show emotions as much. They are more reserved. For example, only 17% of the Japanese would show anger openly in more formal situations. And only 29% of the British would show they were angry.
I see.
Curiously enough, the Americans are more like the Italians. Over 60% would express anger openly in a work or formal situation. Culturally, Americans are in between neutral and affective cultures. In some ways, they are more open, and in other ways, they are more reserved.
Exercise 3. Listen to part 2 of the interview and complete the table in your book.
What differences are there in the way people actually express themselves, using gestures and that sort of thing?
Well, people from affective cultures, like the Italians, they tend to use a lot more gestures. You know, using not only their hands, but their arms. A few people in more neutral cultures, like the Japanese, Northern Europeans, and even Americans, this could appear excitable. They don't use gestures as much.
Mm, yes.
Also, people from affective cultures usually look more directly at the person they are speaking to. The British or Americans often look at people to start with, and then they look away. People from Oriental cultures, like Japan, never look directly at the other person. To look at someone very directly is extremely rude.
Ah, and what about speaking?
Right. Well, people from affective cultures are more likely to interrupt or speak at the same time as the other person. In neutral countries, there is usually less interruption. One person starts speaking when the other has stopped. In a place like Japan, people never interrupt each other. They also wait for a while before speaking, so there is more silence.
And finally, what about politeness? What differences are there?
Well, Japanese and British people are more formal than Americans and people from Latin cultures. British people tend to use please, thank you, and I'm sorry more often. In Britain, it is very important to say please and thank you, even for the smallest things. If you don't, it sounds very rude. In some other cultures, like Latin cultures, to say please and thank you all the time sounds a bit false.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hrud. That was fascinating. I'm afraid we'll have to stop there. Tomorrow we'll be looking...
Exercise 4. Listen and match the pictures with the dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, could you pass the salt, please?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
So, what do you think we should do this weekend? What about going canoeing again?
Yeah, last time we went it was great. We could leave on Friday evening.
Oh, I'd rather not, thanks. I didn't enjoy it much last time. But you can all go.
All right, maybe. Or how about...
Dialogue 3.
Excuse me, Mrs. Davis. Do you think I could have a word with you?
Yes, dear.
Would you mind giving me a lift to school?
Of course not. In about 10 minutes, okay?
Thanks a lot. That's very kind of you.
It's no trouble. Any time.
Dialogue 4.
Hi, Christina. Have you got that CD you borrowed?
Oh, I've forgotten it. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Bring it tomorrow.
Yes, I will. I promise.
Exercise 5. Listen to the dialogues again and complete the function file. Dialogue 1.
Excuse me, could you pass the salt, please?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dialogue 2.
So, what do you think we should do this weekend? What about going canoeing again?
Yeah, last time we went it was great. We could leave on Friday evening.
Oh, I'd rather not, thanks. I didn't enjoy it much last time. But you can all go.
All right, maybe. Or how about...
Dialogue 3.
Excuse me, Mrs. Davis. Do you think I could have a word with you?
Yes, dear.
Would you mind giving me a lift to school?
Of course not. In about 10 minutes, okay?
Thanks a lot. That's very kind of you.
It's no trouble. Any time.
Dialogue 4.
Hi, Christina. Have you got that CD you borrowed?
Oh, I've forgotten it. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Bring it tomorrow.
Yes, I will. I promise.
Pronunciation. Exercise 6. Listen and repeat the expressions. 1.
Excuse me, could you pass the salt, please?
2.
You're welcome.
3.
I'd rather not, thanks.
4.
Do you think I could have a word with you?
5.
Would you mind giving me a lift to school?
6.
Thanks a lot. That's very kind of you.
7.
Oh, I've forgotten it. I'm really sorry.
Exercise 7. Listen to the dialogues again. This time, Christina sounds rude. Why? Dialogue 1.
Could you pass the salt?
I'm sorry?
I said, could you pass the salt?
Yes, there you are.
Dialogue 2.
So, what do you think we should do this weekend? What about going canoeing again?
Yeah, last time we went it was great. We could maybe...
No, I didn't enjoy it last time. It was awful.
Well, all right. Maybe not.
Dialogue 3.
Mrs. Davis?
Yes, dear?
Could you give me a lift to school? I'm ready now. Are you?
Well, In about 10 minutes, okay.
Yes, good.
Dialogue 4.
Hi, Christina. Have you got that CD you borrowed?
What CD? Oh, that one. No, I haven't.
Well, could you bring it tomorrow?
Yes, if I remember.
Exercise 9. Listen to the dialogue and check your answers.
Hey, Anne, are you going into the centre?
Well, I'm going back home. I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Do you think you could drop me off at the bridge?
Okay, but hurry up. I've got to pick up my sister in 20 minutes.
Great. Hang on a second, I'll just get my bag.
I'm going to the car park. Catch up with me there.